Because since I did you a mitzvah, and we say that, like, oisik a mitzvah, spotam and a mitzvah, you're potter from giving tzedakah then, because kutu Rabbi Yosef, therefore you become a shrei mitzvah. Tamar says, leima masnisim d'loik Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe our mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya will learn. Hamal v'eschaber ala mashkin. If Reuven lends Shimon money, and Shimon gives Reuven back a mashkin, the yobat ha-mashkin and Reuven loses the mashkin, the mal will lose it. Yeshava, he has to swear. The yitzom oisav, and he can still collect his money. To see, he's not called a shema sacher. Diber Rabbi Eliezer. So you see, a shema mashkin is not a shema sacher. He's only a shema chinam. And therefore, was never at his potter. If you're the kiva goymer, yochol loymaloy. Klum il bisoni el ala mashkin. I only lent you the money, I'm not to give you back the mashkin. You only gave me the money on the mashkin. Over the mashkin, over the moisav. It's like a svari in the mashkin is your money. So when you lost the mashkin, you lost your money. Abul al veyu el zuz. But if I lent you $1,000, bishtar and ishtar, that's talvo. And then, vaniach mashkin alayim, then you put a mashkin on the shtar, to be hakul here, everybody agrees. Over ha mashkin mobad moisov. Everybody agrees. When you lose the mashkin, you lose your money. But our koponim, our mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, when you're a shamer on the mashkin, you're potter on kenev of yaveda. So you're not a shamer socher. It's not like our mishnah. Tamar says, no, I tell you, I feel it, Tamar Rabbi Eliezer, even if you want to say our mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer, well, like Kashi, there's no stira. Kan shemash konoi bishas alvosoi. One is when I give you the mashkin at the time when I make the alvo. That's when Rabbi Eliezer says, you're only a shemichinim. And kan shemash konoi shaloi bishas alvosoi. The mishnah that says you become a shemichinim, that's when first I lent you the money. Then later on, first I came and took a mashkin from you. That's called the mashkin shaloi b'shas avosoi. There you become a shoy mesocha. That's because you made a mashkin of bezdin, and therefore of bezdin divad l'gvayne shaklei. There you took it to collect your money with. Therefore we say your money is in the mashkin. So if you lose the mashkin, there we say it's like you lost your money. For the Gemara, vo'idi v'idi, but in both cases, chal ve'yu ala mashkin k'toni. Both cases say the exact same lotion. Now, could you tell me one shalei b'shas halvo? It's mashma. Rashi says b'shas halvo mashma. Both cases are talking about that you took this mashkin b'shas halvo. And now Mishnah says you're shrei mesocha, and Rabbi Eliezer says you're only shrei mechinam. And the Gemara says lekasha kan shalveyu moyes kan shalveyu peris shalveyu peris. It depends what you lent. Rashi says umasis and shalveyu peris. In other words, Rabbi Yudis says you're a shoy mechina money if I lent you money, and then I take back a mashkin. When I lent you a peiris and I take back a mashkin, then we agree that you're a shoy mesocha. We'll soon see why. For the Gemara, v'mi diktoni seifa. Since in our Mishnah seifa it says, Rabbi Yudu Weiner, halveyu mois, shoy mechinam, halveyu peiris, shoy mesocha. That's Rabbi Yudu. There's a difference if I lent you a money or if I lent you a peiris, there's a difference. What I lent you. Michlal, that's the proof. Latanakama loishonile. According to Tanakama, there's no difference whether the halvo took place on peiris or whether it took place on money. In both cases, you're shrema socher. So again, it's not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you're only shrema chinam. You can't say the Mishnah is only talking about peiris. Rabbi Yehuda says that. Mashma Tanakama is talking about both cases. Sumer says, I tell you, kula Rabbi Yehudi. Our whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Something is missing in the Mishnah, and this is the way it should be learned. If I lend money to you, and I take back a mashkin, so you should know, you become a shrei mesocher on the mashkin. Now, when was this said? Only when he lends you peiris. Then you're a shrei mesocher on it. For he lends you money, then you're only a shrei mechinam. Rabbi Yehuda says, halveyu moyis, when he stam lends you money and he gives you a mashkin, then shrei mechinam. You're only a shrei mechinam upon the mashkin. You have nothing from it. We'll soon see the svara. Mashenkin halveyu peris. If you lent him peris, then you gain on the deal. Because the maisa you gain, that let's say the peris right away, he's going to have to pay you back better peris. So you're gaining on the deal. So b'scha that you gain on the deal, you have to become a shrei mesocha. Halveyu peiros, shrei mesocha. Therefore, the Mishnah could come out good according to Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is talking about peiros. On peiros, since I'll have to give you back fruits. If they get rotten, therefore it's cool that you're getting reward. Therefore you're a shrei mesocha. Then Chaim Rabbi Yehuda that says you're only a shrei mechinam, he's talking about halfei el mois. And by halfei el mois, then the Mishnah agrees you're only a shrei mechinam. Tumor says, Ihachi is so, Kamalei Masnis and Lord Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah would not come out according to Rabbi Kiva, it would not come out. Rashi says, Tony, because the Abifor, Abla Moveya Moya Shem Mechinam. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Fianan Kan Mosef Sanedrin, Bakula Stamat, Stam Mishnah Romeya, Stam Sefer of Yuda, Stam Shimon, Bakula lived Rabbi Kiva. Mashma, they all go on according to Rabbi Kiva. That call upon him, it's a Stam that Rabbi Kiva holds, that Stam. A shomer is a shemechinam. A veil moy is shemechinam. Because, I mean, forget, the Mishnah is mashma telling me now that how veil moy is only a shemechinam. That's not like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds by a mashkin, even by money, you're a shemechachar. So how could our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, hold not like Rabbi Kiva? We know all the stomachs go according to Rabbi Kiva. So how could you tell me our Mishnah is saying Stam, that by how veil moy is, you're only a shemechinam? That's not like Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, "Ella rather machvarta masnisin like Rabbi Lezer." Enochnami, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Lezer. Our Mishnah knows at all times a shomer mashkin is a shomer socher, like Rabbi Kiva, and not like Rabbi Lezer. Now the Gemara says, "What is machlokes tolyin? Leima, let's say for the loy shavi mashkin shia zuzi. We're talking about if I lent you $1,000 and you gave me back a mashkin only worth $500. Here's the machlokes." That the mashkin is not worth $1,000, and you're a shomer on the mashkin, and you lost the mashkin. Over the Shmuel kamiflagi, we argue in Shmuel's halacha. The Omar Shmuel says, "Hi man, the usve alfa zuzi lechavri. If somebody lends $1,000 to his friend, the anechle kata the magli olayu, and you leave a mashkin, the handle lechveis, or the blade of the hammer." That's what you leave for a mashkin. So, ovat kita de maglif, you lose it. Ovdu alfe zuzi. It's considered like you lost the whole mashkin. Even though the